Groups that oppose the proposed oil refinery to be built in Belfield say the North Dakota Public Service Commission should take a closer look at the proposed size of the refinery to determine whether or not it meets the state's siting law criteria. Meridian Energy is proposing to build a refinery to handle 49,500 barrels of oil per day. That would put it just under the requirement that a facility of 50,000 barrels a day or above needs to go through the full siting process. The groups are concerned the refinery would be built too close to the Theodore Roosevelt National Park. Attorney Scott Strand represents the Environmental Law and Policy Center and the Dakota Resource Council. He told the state Supreme Court Meridian has made a number of contradictory statements about the plant's size.
The problem with Meridian's position, of course, has been that Meridian has been making statements and providing plans and making applications to state and local government agencies. And almost all of those statements and plans describe a refinery capable of refining at least 55,000 barrels per day. At least 55,000. Lots of comments about how it will probably in the end end up being bigger than that. So there's a contradiction. It raises an issue of fact as to whether or not statements made by Meridian that it's going to be a smaller refinery are credible.
Attorney Lawrence Bender represents Meridian. He told the court the original was a two-phase plan. Each phase would allow for production of 27,500 barrels. Bender said when that plan was presented to the state's Department of Environmental Quality for an air permit, it was DEQ that suggested Meridian apply just once instead of twice and use that 55,000 barrel figure.
There was never, ever, to my knowledge, a situation where Meridian indicated we're going to build a plant at the outset of 55,000 barrels, 27.5 in phase one, 27.5 in phase two. Then they went back and said, well, no, what we want to do rather than doing two phases is we want to do one phase, and that one phase will be 49.5, and that's where we are today.
The state Supreme Court has taken the case under advisement. It is still working on another case where opponents appealed that air quality permit. That hearing was held last week. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.